WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than 2.5% of the registered voters in the Bryan School District made the decision to raise property taxes by 2 cents in the Maintenance and Operations Fund in order to receive an additional $3 million of state money. 91% of those who voted in the special election approved the tax increase. School Board Vice President Mark McCall on our show last week was asked about the low voter turnout.
It's not overly surprising, but it is somewhat of a disappointment and would certainly like to see more people out.
Board President Trey Moore was at work last night and was unavailable for comment. Construction of large rental homes targeted to college students in Bryan without prior city approval will continue for at least another 3 months. That's after the Bryan City Council voted 5-2 last night to delay action on a proposal from the Planning and Zoning Commission.
The key word in this presentation tonight was unregulated growth. And we're trying to propose responsible, moderate regulation.
PNZ member John Bush was among those not able to sway Mayor Andrew Nelson, who called on opponents of stealth dorms to form neighborhood conservation districts.
I know it's hard work to go and do a petition. You know, I've been a part of one. Councilman Stone's been a part of, in the last 18 months. It's hard. But you know what? If you care and you want to restrict the rights and freedoms of people, it shouldn't be easy.
Since the council reduced the percentage required to form a district from 66% to 58%, City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada told WTAW News there is at least one neighborhood making an attempt. More construction projects have been taking place in Bryan the first 9 months of the year compared with a year ago. The number of permits for new commercial construction is up by 15 over last year, but the value is down by $46 million. The city's development manager, Cody Kravitz, told the city council yesterday that it's due to last year's permits from the Bryan School District for new and expansion projects.
So we've got Sol Ross in there, we've got SFA in there, the auditorium rebuild, and then several wing additions for BISD.
Okay. Kravitz also reported 4 hotels with a combined 377 rooms are under construction. The city of Bryan has issued 104 new commercial permits through the end of September. That compares to 102 for all of last year and 62 permits in 2015. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting included a moment of silence for a volunteer who gave decades of service.
For at least the last 15 years, G.H. Jones was considered the commissioner's court chaplain. County Judge Dwayne Peter says Reverend Jones, who died last Thursday at the age of 68, had been attending commission meetings when he was asked to take over giving the invocation from the elected body.
Well, our attorneys kind of took a look at it, and we felt like it would probably be better if we had somebody from outside the court, you know, actually lead the prayer.
Jones served longer at the Brazos County Jail, at least 35 years, according to jail administrator Wayne Dickey.
It was not uncommon to have him show up nights and weekends and ask to see 4 or 5 people so that he could talk to them.
Services for Reverend G.H. Jones are Saturday morning at 11 in Bryan at Christ the Good Shepherd Chapel. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That text line is open. It's 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Blinn College, Max Express Food Mart, Atkinson Toyota, and InTech Pest Control. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rutter, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com. Relax in its shade, breathe in the oxygen it produces, and admire the natural beauty of a tree. The Keep Brazos Beautiful annual tree sale is going on now. Choose from a selection of native 5-gallon trees for just $20 each. Order your trees today at keepbrazosbeautiful.org. Then pick them up on Saturday, October 21st from 9 a.m. to noon at the College Station City Hall parking lot. Orders must be in by October 15th, so select your trees now at keepbrazosbeautiful.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure is well north of the state this morning. It's going to be responsible for today's sunshine. It's also going to make it a whole lot more comfortable outside. Highs will be anywhere from 75 to 80 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight with lows near 60. It does start to change a bit tomorrow. It warms up. Partial sun. Highs close to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Clear 65 to 70 tomorrow night. Sunshine for Friday with highs right around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football had a pretty strong showing against Alabama last Saturday. Despite the loss, really good defensively. Tyrell Dotson racked up 16 tackles on the night. And Coach Sumlin says he's been prepped up for a breakout performance.
I know personally Tyrell was not happy. And neither was his position coach. It was a mutual agreement that he could play better. And, you know, he continues to get better.
We'll see if Terrell can carry that over this Saturday against Florida. Hear a little bit more from Coach coming up and Terrell, as well as talking MLB baseball. Game 4 yesterday of the NL Division Series between the Nationals and Cubs got rained out, so it has been pushed back to today. And pour one out for the American homies. Team USA not making the World Cup after falling to Trinidad and Tobago, country the size of Rhode Island last night.
Well, they had to play two teams, right? Trinidad's team and Tobago's team.
Oh, man, I hate when that happens.
Trinidad and Toboggan. So
who wasn't, like, even in contention either to go to the World Cup.
They were ranked 99th. The U.S.
out of 100, did you hear?
Yes.
Just kidding.
And all the U.S. had to do was tie, because you can do that in soccer. You can tie.
That's
you silly.
Can
tie.
How much fun is that?
Tying's like kissing your sister.
Really? Yeah.
So the first time since '86 that they've missed the World Cup qualifying.
Man,
so
that just
it stinks.
Okay. With that in mind, YouTube decided. No, YouTube.
YouTube.
There's a difference.
They're confusing.
Yep. U2 decided to delay their concert in Buenos Aires last night, so fans didn't have to choose between seeing their show and watching Argentina's World Cup qualifying match against Ecuador. So, opening act Noel Gallagher went on at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, the giant screens in the stadium tuned into the soccer match.
Okay.
Wow.
And as soon as it was over, U2 took the stage.
Okay.
That's a really smart move.
It really was. Producer of the concert said, quote, "Can you imagine what this show is going to be like if Argentina wins? Well, and if they lose, at least we can get rid of the bitterness with a great show, so we can't go wrong. But Argentina won." So there.
Man.
Well, good.
Nice. I have seen, you know, it is unfortunate for the U.S. men, but I have seen a lot of feel-good stories about fans from other countries whose teams did make it that are quite touching.
Iceland made it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Egypt made it for the first time in a really long time, and I saw a video of one of their fans, like, just crying.
Well, you know, it's a big deal to them.
Definitely.
Well, yeah. We just got so many things here in America that
we
are fine.
Football, see, we got real football.
We got football with a funny shaped ball, and so as a result, we can, you know.
I mean, dozens of people on my Twitter timeline tuned in last night. So
did they?
Yeah,
dozens. Did you hear that,
dozens.
Scott?
Dozens.
Yeah, that's great.
Just a good old boy.
So I was.
Never meaning no harm.
No, that's right. A man tried to jump a canal a la the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, he'd seen it done, right?
Right, yeah.
In all them car chases. So, I mean, this guy gets, and it's one of these canals in the neighborhood in Florida. There's lots of places that have those. He didn't make it. The car had to be towed after he failed to clear the 20 feet between the two sides.
Oh, evil Knievel. Yeah.
Now, but we're talking, before he attempted the jump, witnesses say that the man actually drove. What happened is there was construction going on.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that road that he was going to use was closed, and he would have had to drive, they said, two more blocks to get to the detour
so
and then
far.
Go around. He said, "I'm not going to do it." So basically, he drove up, stopped, got out of the car. He's at the edge of the canal just to have a look and observe the distance. backed up.
And hold my beer.
Exactly. And maybe it's because he didn't have a Challenger, or one that it was. Is that right? It was a Dodge Challenger that the Dukes of Hazzard.
I thought it was a Camaro, wasn't it?
No, I think it's a Chrysler product, but I'm not sure which one. Anyhow, but he didn't have that. He had a Toyota Corolla.
It was a Dodge Charger, 1969.
Okay, there you go. So as a result, I guess maybe the dynamics of the aerodynamic qualities of the Toyota Corolla were not exactly the same. And so that's probably the reason it didn't work. But it's a complete loss, as you can imagine. But
he must not have been a physicist.
No, probably not. No, I'm pretty sure of that.
Info.
Mation. Now, my question is, was there a ramp there?
Well, and that's another thing that he probably didn't take into consideration. It's kind of hard to get any lift if you're just kind of flat on the ground. So, not sure. Maybe he'll try it again under different circumstances.
Just didn't know how fast you need to go to get to the flux capacitor. 88.
Them too. Right.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning, 617, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's, man, it's the 11th of October.
Whew.
Okay, it'll be here, you know, end of October, and then we'll be in November.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see, we got four paychecks till Christmas.
Oh,
four paychecks, Ooh. Exactly.
Yeah, think about
And don't be
that.
Waiting until the fourth one clears to start shopping,
nope,
Scott.
That's right, do it right now. Okay, it's International Day of the Girl.
Day of the Girl.
I saw this, it was on Google, I think. They got a little thing on Google.
Oh, is that right? Is that what the Google thing is today?
I think it is.
Okay. Day of the Girl Day.
Well, cool.
And it's U.S. It's U.S. We don't have to share this with anybody else.
Oh, good.
It's not one of those
I don't want to share it with other girls.
No. I just mean other countries.
Right.
Sausage Pizza Day.
All right.
Mm. Okay, you want to do that. That'll work. It's Pet Obesity Awareness Day.
Hey, that's a thing.
Where's
it? No, it definitely is.
Where's that cat that was up
there? Nugget.
Nugget found a forever home.
Oh, you know whose home? It found a store. It hangs out at Pet Supplies now.
Right.
Oh,
Pet Supplies
really?
Adopted it.
Oh, yeah. I got to put it on a
She's
diet,
great
I hope?
Great with the customers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And she probably gets to walk around the store a lot with great exercise.
Getting some exercise.
All she wanted was to get in the sun when she was here. I remember
she
that.
Was
just
so
get out
cute.
In the little sun. No, nothing that small. Is cute.
Yes.
Nugget.
Use like a canvas log carrier to cat around with you. You know, it's National Emergency Nurses Day.
Okay.
Thank you for what you do. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I personally don't want to be a part of that. National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day.
Oh, no. You didn't tell me ahead of time.
I know, but I'm telling you ahead of time now. It's National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
Just letting you know.
My parents don't live in town.
Yeah, so there. I know. Well, you know. Well, my mom lives in town, and
Dad, text me. Let me know if you're available.
Okay, there you go. All right. What? Mom can't go?
Oh, no, but he's listening.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you. All right. Let's do birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Michelle Wee is turning 28 today.
Golf chick.
Remember when she was the big deal and she was like 13?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
I mean, she still does a good job for LPGA, but yeah, not quite as big of a sensation.
No. Yeah. Michelle Trachtenberg turning 32.
Mm-hmm.
Played Dawn on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Georgina Sparks on Gossip Girl. So two
yes.
of Scott's favorites.
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm. All over that.
Matt Bomer is turning 40. He plays Neil Caffrey on White Collar. Was also
oh, yeah.
Ken in Magic Mike.
Oh, so for those wondering,
Emily Deschanel is turning 41. Now she's
Zoe's sister.
Right. She's on Bones.
Oh, the other one.
She's on Bones. They really don't look a whole lot alike.
No,
though,
they
do
don't.
They?
Not really.
Bones is gone now, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Bones is over. But her and Zoe are sisters.
So she was the lead person.
Yeah.
Is that right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She was the doctor.
Yeah.
Constance Zimmer is turning 47 today. Now she was on Unreal and Lifetime. Lifetime. Mm-hmm. Oh, Real on Lifetime. She played Dana Gordon on Entourage for those fans. She's one of those faces that you'd recognize her if you saw her. It's just the name might get you sometimes. Mm-hmm. Stephen Moyer is turning 48. Now, he was on True Blood, one of the vampire guys. Mm-hmm. Don't know if either one of y'all watched True Blood.
Nah. I never did. Never got into it.
But he's on now The Gifted on Fox. So
okay.
Got that going for him, which is nice. Jane Krakowski is turning 49. Really funny.
Funny lady. Funny, very true.
Funny lady. Yep. And if you don't remember on Family Vacation, my daddy says I do it the best.
Yeah.
French kissing. Anyways, she's Eddie's daughter on there. It's pretty funny. Luke Perry is turning 51 today.
Hey, hey.
Oh, so there
Beverly
you go.
Hills 90210 was so long ago.
Yeah, in 8 seconds.
Yeah.
You remember?
That right.
Mm-hmm. Lenny James is turning 52, plays Morgan on The Walking Dead. He's actually British.
Oh.
For those who might not have
known. He talks funny, huh?
Yeah, he does. Sean Patrick Flannery.
Wonder if he says squirrel.
A squirrel.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Okay.
Sean Patrick Flannery is turning 52. Now, he was Morgan Reedus' brother in Boondock Saints. Mm. He was also in a movie with Sarah Michelle Gellar in which she was able to get a magic crab that helped her cook for her restaurant because she was a terrible cook. And she got a magic crab.
So it's like Ratatouille?
Yeah, a little bit. It was literally, I read it, it looked like one of the dumbest movies you could ever think of.
It sounds like it.
Did you see the movie?
Simply Irresistible. No, it showed up in my Googling of him, and it says, Amanda Shelton inherits her late mother's restaurant, lacks her mother's ability to cook. Restaurant is failing when Amanda meets a mysterious and possibly magic man at the local market. And he claims to be one of her mother's friends. He sells her crabs, one of which escapes cooking and become her personal mascot.
What?
Okay.
And so she's inspired by her emotions as she becomes the hottest cook in town and created with the help of her magic crab.
Sure.
And so she falls in love with Sean Patrick Flannery. It's
okay,
one of the dumbest.
Okay.
Joan Cusack turning 55.
Yeah.
Steve Young turning 56.
Quarterback, dude.
And in honor of Girls' Day, and I'm sure this is Chelsea's personal theme song, Daryl Hall is turning 71, Hall & Oates.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
Man-eater.
I'll take that. Should have made that like my walk-up song.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's all I've got for birthdays.
Harry Connick Jr., he's pretty talented.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's,
Hope Floats, good movie.
Yeah, that's a really good movie. Anyway, he's 50 today. And the reason he's Harry Connick Jr. is because his dad was famous, too. He was like the federal prosecutor over in Louisiana. Which
oh, really?
I
didn't know.
Yep, there you go. 623.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So 5 days after Clinton friend, bundler, prominent film producer Harvey Weinstein was accused of sexual assault and rape, Hillary finally speaks out. 3 whole sentences. I was shocked and appalled by the revelations about Harvey Weinstein. The behavior described by the women coming forward cannot be tolerated. Is there one thing missing from that statement? No mention of returning all of the political and Clinton Foundation donations received from Weinstein over the years? According to the Free Beacon, the movie producer maxed out donations to Hillary's presidential campaign and has also given at least $250,000 to the Clinton Foundation. Hillary has no problem keeping donations from Middle Eastern countries that don't allow women to drive and work and kill gays and lesbians. Well, I guess it's not surprising that she'd keep money from a sleazebag like Weinstein.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and plan, talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Lords and ladies of the realm, Bud Light invites you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Revel in 9 weeks of magic this fall. Enjoy the sights, sounds, and wonders every Saturday, Sunday, and Thanksgiving Friday, September the 30th through November 26th. Kids 12 and under are free every Sunday. Discount tickets are available at Walgreens and texrenfest.com. The whole kingdom promises to delight this fall at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah!
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. It's a 626. 27-year-old man in Vero Beach, Florida, rushed to the Indian River Medical Center after suffering second- and third-degree burns watching the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers.
It happens.
Yeah. Residents at the home said the family was watching the Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers game. Hey, I figured out how to watch NFL football.
Just turn it on.
Okay.
Well, yeah, if I decide to watch, and I turned on the TV and on Sunday, and the Packers were ahead, so I thought, well, that's pretty cool because I'll watch that. And I didn't really want to watch it. I just recorded it. And that way I could go back through and watch the last 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes of the game in about a minute and a half, except when I got to replay that touchdown pass that Aaron Rodgers threw with 16 seconds left and broke their hearts in Dallas.
11 seconds
okay,
left.
Okay, sorry.
16 seconds would have been enough for Dak
Prescott.
Yeah,
that's an eternity. That's right. It would have been an eternity. Anyway, residents at the home said that the family was watching the game when somebody put on a jersey that was set on fire.
Oh.
Man taken to the hospital by another family member. At the hospital, deputies spoke to the couple who admitted, well, they'd been watching the game and they agreed to burn the losing team's jersey. Well, of course they did, because as we've talked about, those things are cheap, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're only $100.
Right.
So why would you want it? Anyway, however, the man decided to wear the jersey as it was burning.
Alcohol was not involved,
correct? No, I'm afraid it was. He was set on fire after losing a bet in the Cowboy game. Family members pulled the jersey off the man at the Vero Beach residence and rushed him to the hospital. Okay, what story do you tell your children from that? Well,
right.
He's, you know, 27 years old. He's full of good decisions.
Florida is really on top of their game this morning.
We are. We got two from Florida, and we're not done.
Oh,
no, we have
wow.
another one who challenged police with donuts. We'll do that one in just,
ooh,
just a little.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, really. All right, let's check the weather because it's okay out there right now. Going to warm up again today, but we've had northerly winds for one more day, and then we get used to 90-degree temperatures again. High today will be probably about 78 with north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, and tonight we'll be down to about 63. Tomorrow, though, we're back up to 88. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll be right around 90, and the winds will be back around out of the south, so it'll kind of feel like what it has been. But, boy, it's been a nice break for about 48 hours out there, hadn't it? We've got winds out of the north at 10 right now. Fair skies in 58 degrees.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Driver's license data for almost 11 million Americans were compromised during the breach of Equifax's systems. Today's Wall Street Journal says the license information was accessed by hackers who also took vital personal information, including Social Security numbers, of up to 145.5 million people. Not all those people would have had license information in Equifax's system. Time Incorporated is betting that less is more. The publisher is cutting back on the circulation and frequency of some of its biggest titles, part of a far-reaching cost reduction and restructuring program meant to ensure the profitability of its core brands. Time is reducing the print frequency of 7 titles, including Sports Illustrated, Entertainment Weekly, and Fortune. China is close to matching the U.S. as a source of official grants and loans to developing countries. But researchers say much of Beijing's financing serves its own economic interests and yields scant benefits for recipients. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower this morning. And that's your money now.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks, or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
So then you'll have it done Wednesday.
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
To help explain just how easy it is to make Bob Evans original mashed potatoes, here are a few things more difficult. 1. Tying your shoes over and under through the hole. 2. Remembering internet passwords. Have you tried your birthday? 3. Changing a light bulb. You'd be surprised. Because with Bob Evans original mashed potatoes, you simply take it from the fridge, then microwave it for 6 minutes. For rich homemade taste that's easy to make, find Bob Evans in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. It's farm fresh goodness, made easy.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It is 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Property owners in the Bryan School District will be getting a 1 cent decrease in their overall tax rate instead of 3 cents. That follows approval of a special question that increases the tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to receive an additional $3 million in state money. Voter turnout was 2.5%. The more than 49,000 who are registered, the special question passed with 91% approval. This option has been available to BISD for many years. School Board Vice President Mark McCall was asked on our show why they did not pursue the possibility of more state money until this year.
There was just so many other projects that were going on within Bryan that we felt like it was not the right time. The critical from the priority standpoint was to get the new schools in place, get the new alignment in place.
School Board President Trey Moore was at work last night and was unavailable for comment. A divided Bryan City Council isn't ready to place new requirements for building what's commonly known as stealth dorms or Aggie Shacks. On a 5-2 vote last night, action was postponed until at least next January. Mayor Andrew Nelson says it's not fair for the Planning and Zoning Commission to solve the problems listed by those opposed to what is officially called detached shared homes.
We have ordinances about people not mowing, and frankly, you don't have to be a student and you don't have to have 4 bedrooms and 4 baths. To have your grass growing too tall, and maybe there's an ordinance that we just need to enforce our codes on that. If it's not safe to be parking on the street, maybe we need to be putting some restrictions on the street. That has nothing to do with how many bedrooms or what you're doing inside your house, or whether you're a student or not.
Ben Hardiman, who with Bubby Simic voted against the postponement, noted the 9 months it took the Planning and Zoning Commission to reach their recommendations.
I think for us not to consider adopting some of those steps, as imperfect as they may be, is a slap to our Planning and Zoning Commission.
The council majority, for among other reasons, wanted to see if more neighborhood groups seek protection by forming conservation districts, where the minimum percentage was reduced from 66% to 58% of property owners. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada told WTAW News there's at least one neighborhood making an attempt. That's in addition to 40 that were created under former guidelines. The Bryan City Council was smiling yesterday with an update on new home construction for the first through the first 9 months of the year.
2016 was a record year, so we are on pace to annihilate that number again this year.
Development manager Cody Kravitz says through the end of September, there have been 351 permits for new single-family detached homes, up from 300 last year.
The information I've been given from several builders, and I think Mr. Clark's working on it too, is we may actually surpass College Station this year in single-family.
Really?
So that's what we're working on, verifying that, but we may surpass them.
Kravitz pointed out residential construction of all types is taking place in 7 developments around Bryan.
In 2009, we did 176 single-family home permits.
I told you.
There was a low in 2011 of 127. So we're at last year we were at 392. I figure we're going to be probably in the 430 to 440 range this year.
The value of all residential permits in Bryan through the end of September totaled more than $117 million. That's an increase of almost $10 million from last year. There is no slowdown in the number of property crimes in College Station. Last week, College Station police received 39 reports of vehicle burglaries. Last weekend, there were another 20 vehicle burglaries, along with 16 thefts at a variety of locations around the city. Many Brazos County employees are mourning the loss of a longtime volunteer.
Reverend G.H. Jones, who died last Thursday at the age of 68, spent at least 35 years at the county jail meeting with inmates, according to jail administrator Wayne Dickey.
Been coming to the jail to serve what he considered his congregation. A lot of times their families would reach out to Reverend Jones and say, oh, go talk to my son or go talk to my brother, and he would always be there.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says Jones was regularly attending commission meetings when he was asked about 15 years ago to deliver the invocation.
We went and talked to him, and he said, I'd be honored to serve as chaplain for the commissioner's court.
Commissioner Irma Cawley led a moment of silence at yesterday's commission meeting. That ended with Commissioner Steve Aldrich remembering how the chaplain ended his invocation.
And as Chaplain Jones would say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
And everybody said amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Services for G.H. Jones are Saturday morning at 11 in Bryan at Christ the Good Shepherd Chapel. Visitations Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. in Hearn at the All Families Mortuaries Chapel. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Lords and ladies of the realm, Bud Light invites you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Revel in 9 weeks of magic this fall. Enjoy the sights, sounds, and wonders every Saturday, Sunday, and Thanksgiving Friday, September the 30th through November 26th. Kids 12 and under are free every Sunday. Discount tickets are available at Walgreens and texrenfest.com. The whole kingdom promises to delight this fall at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah!
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers group of companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the 1 in a million woman in your life with a 1 in a million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Malik, your air conditioning and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repair at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. Here are your numbers today.
High pressure situated over Oklahoma and Kansas this morning. It'll be responsible for the sunshine we see today and the much more comfortable temperatures. We should be 75 to 80 later this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows close to 60. The high starts to shift east tomorrow. We start to warm up. We're partly sunny. Highs tomorrow afternoon, they're going to be very close to 85. Tomorrow night clear, 65 to 70. Then sunshine and warm near 90 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, despite a loss this past Saturday, the Aggie defense played pretty dang well against top-ranked Alabama, and the man leading the way was linebacker Terrell Dotson. Coach Kevin Sumlin says he was prepped for a big breakout performance. We'll hear from Coach Sumlin as well as Terrell coming up. Texas A&M Ryan Trahan has been named SEC Freshman Runner of the Week, so you got that going for him. which is pretty cool, as well as Aggie volleyball heads to number 8 Kentucky tonight. Major League Baseball playoffs going on today, and the U.S. men's soccer team came up short to Trinidad and Tobago last night. U.S. defender Omar Gonzalez pretty upset.
I don't even know what to say. It's terrible. We let down the entire nation today.
And he actually scored an own goal, so that ended up being the
tip-off. Oh, you gotta hate that.
So he had a bad night. We'll talk about all that more coming up in sports.
I thought we were going the other way. I was confused. I turned around.
Well, you know, the goalies wear different colors sometimes, and so it can get really
it gets
confusing.
Very confusing.
Yeah, yes. Didn't know what to do. All right, got any of that going on though? Don't we?
You know it. Yeah. You know it. Okay. So let's start with yesterday. He started with this tweet about fake news. The fake news is at it again, this time trying to hurt one of the finest people I know, General John Kelly, by saying he will soon be fired. This story is totally made up by the dishonest media. The chief is doing a fantastic job for me and, more importantly, for the USA.
USA! USA!
And then just this morning, 1 hour ago, so he's been up and at it early, stock market has increased by $5.2 trillion since the election on November 8th, a 25% increase, lowest unemployment in 16 years.
Wow.
He continues with, and if Congress gives us the massive tax cuts and reform I'm asking for, those numbers will grow by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
It would be really nice if the fake news media would report the virtually unprecedented stock market growth since the election. Need tax cuts. The Democrats want massive tax increases and soft crime-producing borders. It's okay. The Republicans, he rambles. The Republicans want the biggest tax cut in history and the wall.
Yeah, the wall. Bring it on.
And then finally, 54 minutes ago, he tweeted, it's about time that Roger Goodell of the NFL is finally demanding that all players stand for our great national anthem, respect our country.
Wow. So that's...
I will build a wall. It will be the greatest wall you have ever seen.
And we're going to put all the NFL players who don't stand up on the other side of it?
Maybe.
You're going to throw them over cattle.
Okay, so I guess it was about a month or so ago, he had tweeted out that the wall needed to be clear, or at least you could see through the other side, because people would be throwing things via catapult over the wall.
Oh.
And he, okay, it sounds ridiculous off the top of the bat, and a lot of folks were giving him a lot of grief over it. Shocking.
Yeah.
But it actually has happened. They have slung drugs via catapult over to the other side from Mexico. And so it's not unheard of.
Yeah. Good point.
Well, I agree. I mean, it does make sense that you do need to be seeing what's going on the other side, if at all possible. I mean, sometimes they have cameras that can do that kind of thing. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, Goodell apparently fired off a letter to the teams yesterday, saying the current dispute is threatening to erode the unifying power of our game and now dividing us and our players from many fans across the country.
Really?
That's the important part there.
True.
Well, it's coming up now because he's losing money.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. And really what Goodell needs to do is do something stupid and unify the players back again.
Yeah. Back
to
hating
him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
That's how I was going to hear hate on me, and that way people start coming back to the
He's used to it by now.
I'll play the bad guy for the good of the league. Now, and coming out with this too, I think the message has gotten pretty skewed because people are firing back and saying, you're disrespecting the anthem, you're disrespecting the flag, and then folks who support the protest say, no, we're not disrespecting the anthem, we're not disrespecting the flag, and then folks come back with, well, why are you doing it during the national anthem? Why not do it before or after?
Mm-hmm.
And so the message is starting to get diluted because people are saying, well, it's not about the anthem. It's not about disrespecting the flag, but then it's going on during the anthem. So, and then some people are saying, well, we'll do it like the Cowboys. We'll do it before. And, as you talked about, ultimately money walks and money talks.
Sure.
And if the NFL is losing money, then that's when Roger Goodell is actually going to make some kind of statement like he did. But, yeah, it's
well, what's happened, I believe, and the reason, first of all, how many different institutions in the country have lost sight of just keeping it between the bar ditches? Okay, just go. And you understand there's going to be flack on either side. Just do the common sense right thing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize somehow or other, for all the research they do, they know it, what kind of beer these people buy, what kind of pizza they buy. They know what the fan of the National Football League looks like.
Right.
Why would they think that they wouldn't want their players standing during the national anthem?
Yeah.
He's finally just saying, stand up. It's the national anthem, you idiots.
I mean, and talk about an American sport. It is literally the only place that we play this sport.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and fine. I understand there are any number of reasons those people don't want to stand up, but it's the national anthem. Stand up, you idiots. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what he's finally trying to say to them.
Well, right. And look, you can argue one way or the other, but ultimately the NCAA doesn't have to worry about this. They bypassed it all because the players aren't on the field, and that's how the NFL used to be until things were changed. So I would have no problem if they just said, all right, look, we'll still play the national anthem, but we're not going to have the players out on the field for it.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
And the owners then, I guess, need to come up with that. And that's so fine, but just do it, okay? Let me see. He mentioned the tax cut, and we'll talk to Congressman Flores in just a little while. But the GOP says they got tax reform ready to go.
President Trump says he doesn't think his public feud with Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker has endangered the prospects of tax reform, and neither does House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady.
I don't know of a single Republican senator who defends the status quo tax code.
Brady says he'll introduce the tax reform bill once the House and Senate finalize a budget. That could happen later this month. Using budget reconciliation rules to avoid a filibuster in the Senate, GOP leaders will still likely need support from at least 50 of 52 Senate Republicans. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, there you go. Texas controller has told us that Hurricane Harvey is going to cost more than anything we've had before, but he doesn't think it's going to slow down the state's economy. Huh?
Mm?
What? It's already done that. Well, yeah, okay, that's fine. They are selling a whole lot of lumber and 2x4s and bricks and stuff like that. I get that part of it, but you know, there are a lot of people who aren't living in homes anymore and don't have jobs anymore, and I think that might have something to do with the economy too, so we'll see. Hey, there's a story today that And actually, there's an op-ed piece in the Texas Tribune by Ross Ramsey called The Shrinking Marketplace of Ideas, Who's Broken College? American colleges are now turning into situations where there's a pure ideology. You can't have somebody come in who doesn't agree with the way you think.
Mm.
And that's what college used to be about.
Right.
The idea that you meet somebody who comes from another place, who has other ideas, and then you get to hear this environment of ideas.
Yeah, because it's not like that necessarily in high school early education.
So what's happened is Briscoe Cain, who is a Republican from Deer Park, was going to speak at Texas Southern University at the Federalist Society. That's a conservative group. Well, then we heard about that, and all of a sudden students started protesting. So now Texas Southern has had to stop. And, you know, A&M's been in this situation, clearly.
Yeah.
And so... I don't know where colleges go from that, but when you get to the point where
you're not letting people, you don't want people to come to your campus and share their ideas. They're not trying to brainwash people and force them into believing. Some may, but that's where the people who choose who gets to come and speak need to do a little, you know, background, you know, check, research, make sure that this isn't, you know, the agenda is let's share these ideas and try to, you know, expand people's minds and create these discussions. But when you're sitting there going, nope, I don't believe in what you say, so you cannot come here.
And granted, a lot of these protesters, I don't believe, even attend the school, much like,
it is
here when you've got Antifa coming in and things like that. I'll use an example as Ben Shapiro. I think he's probably considered one of the young conservative minds out there, one of the up-and-coming guys. And you've got protests for him like at Cal Berkeley and things like this, and people are uninformed because they're coming out and saying this guy is a white supremacist, da-da-da-da-da. Granted, they're not really basing that off of anything that he says. They're just kind of spouting off what they hear.
Right.
And he's Jewish.
Yes.
So it's like, how can you be a Nazi and be Jewish? I just, that to me, that makes absolutely no sense.
Can't be many of them out there. That's true. But And again, it's a short piece and it's interesting, but that's what it's doing, is it's shining a light on a really unfortunate situation that schools are getting into a position where this is happening and you can't have the free exchange of ideas, which is, again, part of what the college experience is supposed to be. Well, that and trying different beers. Okay.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 14th, learn about landscaping and plant selection to attract butterflies. Butterflies are an important pollinator and it begins with selecting the right plants to attract them. This class will discuss ways to increase your attraction this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Where has the growing season gone? It seems like just a few weeks ago we were setting out spring tomatoes in the hopes that we'd have a wonderful spring and early summer garden. Oh, were we surprised. Now it's time to put it all in reverse and start a new gardening cycle. There's some really important tasks that need to be handled between now and the night of your first frost in mid to late fall. Let's develop a list right after this message. There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Well, let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for more than 85 years. It's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They're made right here by people who care about quality, both in materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's certain to be a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. Visit MuellerInc.com or go to one of the 33 locations. That's MuellerInc.com. Mueller, made in America, made to last. We're talking today about things to do as the garden winds down. First, let's deal with turf. Keep mowing right up to frost. Letting grass get tall before winter does nothing to strengthen it. In fact, it can actually weaken the grass. People in North Texas should have their last feeding of the year out by the 1st of October, so you may be a little bit late on that one. I would recommend putting it out at maybe one-third or one-half the recommended rate, just a light feeding. In South Texas, no problem in feeding right now, but get it out right away and use a quality fertilizer where the nitrogen is in slow-release form, at least half of it. If you have trees with dead limbs, prune them as soon as you can before the trees start losing their leaves. That way you'll easily be able to distinguish those limbs that need to be removed from the healthy and vigorous ones. If your trees have large surface roots that are starting to do significant damage to your walk or drive or your foundation, or that present a hazard to people walking through your landscape, this is the time to remove them. If you intend to sow bluebonnets and other wildflowers, you need to get that done immediately. Plant them into dedicated areas. Depending on where you live in Texas, you'll want to include cool season annual color in your fall plantings. Pansies are the most winter hardy. You can also use violas. And some of the other plants that you might want to consider would be snapdragons and dianthus pinks. In somewhat warmer areas, you could use Iceland and California poppies. You could use petunias, sweet alyssum, calendulas, and English daisies, among others. You want to dig and divide spring flowering perennials in the fall. Plants like iris, daylilies, Shasta daisies, coneflowers, gloriosa daisies, purple loosestrife, oxalis and violets and cannas, among many others. You need to replant these every few years simply to keep them from getting too crowded. Rework their soil as you replant them and be certain that you space them adequately to allow for their growth and development. You want to plant daffodils, narcissus, or jonquils into your garden. Get the early flowering and smaller flowering types. Some types, like the campanelles and ice follies, is one that really reblooms well for me. If you want tulips that will rebloom, stay with the species tulips. Talk to an independent retail garden center. They'll show you what I'm talking about. Species tulips. And tulip bulbs, the big hybrids, need to be chilled 45 days at 45 degrees. Don't plant them until mid-December. I'm Neil Sperry. Garden year-round in a greenhouse. We'll talk about it in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:54. Fighting Texas Aggie football came up on the short end last Saturday, falling to top-ranked Alabama 27-19. Now, despite the loss, the Aggs had a strong showing defensively, especially from sophomore linebacker Terrell Dotson, who racked up 16 tackles on the night. Coach Kevin Sumlin says Dotson was prepped for a breakout performance.
I know personally Terrell was not happy, and neither was his position coach. It was a mutual agreement that he could play better, and, you know, he continues to get better. And now that we've seen, you know, it's like I tell a lot of these guys, now that I've seen that guy in a game like that, we expect that guy every week now. Is that pressure? You bet it is. But that's what playing football at this level is about.
Now, Coach Sumlin says he expects a lot from Dotson moving forward, and Terrell says he's okay with that.
Yeah, I love that challenge. I mean, I knew I could play like that, and I'm going to play like that for now on.
Terrell and the guys will look to get it done this Saturday when they pay a visit to the Florida Gators. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 5 right here on WTAW. Texas A&M's Ryan Trahan has been named SEC Freshman Runner of the Week after placing third in this past weekend's Aggieland Open. Trahan's time of 15 minutes, 27.4 seconds was the fastest by a freshman in the SEC over the 5K distance this season and the fourth best time overall in the conference. Aggie volleyball tries to get back on the winning track tonight as the Maroon and White head to Lexington to take on number 8 Kentucky. The Aggs have a tall task in front of them as the Wildcats are riding a 9-match win streak. First serve is at 7 o'clock. Due to rains in Chicago yesterday, Game 4 of the NL Division Series between the Cubs and Nationals has been moved to this afternoon. Washington right-hander Steven Strasburg, who was originally slated to start today's possible Game 5, is out sick with an illness, so it'll be Tanner Roark trying to keep the Nats from elimination. First pitch is at 3:08 at Wrigley. Meanwhile, in the American League, the Cleveland Indians and New York Yankees meet up tonight for the fifth and deciding game of their series. The winner advances to take on the Houston Astros in the ALCS. Things get underway at 7:08 in Cleveland. Well, the Dallas Stars finally picked up their first win of the season yesterday, topping the Detroit Red Wings 4-2. Here's Coach Ken Hitchcock.
At the end of the day, our big boys really took over. You know, they really, that shift they had, which was almost 2 minutes, was incredible. And, you know, they won all the battles. They won all the faceoffs. They got the puck out, but they did what they were supposed to do. So I was really happy for them.
Tyler Seguin scored on a power play, and three other players found the net for the Stars, who improved to 1-2 on the season. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 16 points, but it still wasn't enough, as the San Antonio Spurs fell to the Orlando Magic 103-98 in a preseason game last night. Now this evening, the Houston Rockets head to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies at 8:30. U.S. men's soccer streak of 7 straight World Cup appearances has been broken following last night's 2-1 loss to Trinidad and Tobago. U.S. defender Omar Gonzalez, who scored the difference maker on an own goal, says he let the country down.
The worst day of my career. I'm extremely sad right now. Don't even know how to put it into words what I'm feeling. What was supposed to be a celebration is now, I don't even know what to say. It's terrible. We let down an entire nation today.
And the 28th-ranked Americans, who needed just a tie against 99th-ranked Trinidad to make the World Cup, miss qualifying for the first time since 1986. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
This is Jeb Blair, Class of 81, owner of J&B Propane.
For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane. Thanks for listening.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you, supported by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. 775-2929. High today, about 78. Still going to have north wind, so it'll be pretty pleasant out there. 63 tonight, then we're climbing toward 90 for the rest of the week. 58 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.